Harvard Asian Discrimination Trial Will Hear New Arguments in 2019. By Tom Sikata on November 16, 2018. The Harvard Asian Discrimination Trial, which concluded recently, will hear a new series of arguments in early 2019. The Harvard Asian Discrimination Trial heard closing statements from both parties in early November. But now, the trial isn't over. According to a new report, the trial will hear more arguments from both sides in February 2019. The report claims that the plaintiff, the Students for Fair Admissions, is planning to file new documents with the court in December and January. It is not clear yet exactly what will be argued during the February court sessions. Judge Allison D. Burroughs announced at the conclusion of the trial that it would take her several months to come to a verdict. Depending on how long the February arguments take, it is possible that the verdict could come as late as next summer. During the closing statements, attorney Bill Lee accused the plaintiff of trying to decrease diversity at Harvard University. "The wolf of racial bias is at Harvard's door and at the door of this courthouse," Lee said, quoting an earlier argument from SFFA attorney Adam K. Mortara. Lee then argued that the true wolf, in this case, is the Students for Fair Admissions. It is the Students for Fair Admissions who would drastically reduce the number of African American and Hispanic students on our university and college campuses today, he said. Plaintiff's attorney John M. Hughes argued in his closing statement that internal Harvard statistics prove that the university discriminates against Asian American applicants. He said that the university has provided no compelling evidence to disprove their claim that they regularly discriminate against Asian American applicants. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on the trial.